Another wonderful nugget of truth was brought to my attention this morning in my Bible reading and my Bible study, and the Holy Spirit of God took a very familiar passage of Scripture and began to show me wonderful, wonderful truth in this passage called the Prodigal Son. You recall here in the book of Luke, chapter 15, about this prodigal son, verse 11 through verse 24. And here the Lord was telling a picture of humanity, a picture of the fact that we once belonged to God. Man was with God in the Garden of Eden. God gave man his inheritance as dominion over the earth. But man rebelled against God. He wanted to go his own way, and so he disobeyed God's instruction. Just as the young man was given that which the father was going to allow him to have as an inheritance, and he left, and he went his own way. Isaiah tells us, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid upon Jesus the iniquity of us all. And thus we see the picture of humanity separated from God the Father, out doing our own thing, living our own way. And the young man squandered all that had been given to him. And a famine came upon the land, and he went to one of the people of the land, and the man gave him a job feeding hogs. And he went down and he ate what the hogs ate, and he lived like a hog. How many times we human beings walk in our own way until we come to such a desperate situation. There in that condition, he stopped to think and began to realize that his father and what he had was far, far better. The Bible tells us that God has sent the Holy Spirit of God to convict man of sin. Over in John 16, we read the words of the Lord Jesus, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment." The work of the Holy Spirit to convict us of our sin, to make us to realize that our Father offers life. He offers us so many wonderful benefits and blessings if we will obey him, if we will go to him through the Lord Jesus Christ, he will welcome us. And then the Holy Spirit, once we have accepted Christ as Savior, he leads us into righteousness, teaching us what pleases the Lord and what's right and how we should walk, and of judgment, the judgment of the wicked, the judgment of Satan and his demons, who will be cast into the lake of fire, as the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, foretells. And so the ministry and work of the Holy Spirit. And thus the Son went back to his house, and his Father, who loved him, just as the eternal God loves each one of us, saw him coming and ran to meet him. Oh, beloved, when one turns from their sin, looks to the Lord God for salvation and deliverance, he readily receives him. And so the Father ran to him, welcomed him as the Son repented and confessed his sin and sought forgiveness. And the Father welcomed him, clothed him with a robe of righteousness, gave him the gift of a ring, signifying authority and signifying he belonged to this household. And so the Holy Spirit of God comes to live within our hearts, to give us authority to stand against the principalities, powers of darkness, forces of evil, spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies, Satan and his demons, through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit of God and Almighty God the Father. And thus we have deliverance from the bondage, the control, and the dominion of sin. And we can walk in the light as our Lord is in the light, and enjoy the blessings and benefits of our Father's house. And so they had a party, a time of celebration, and the Bible tells us the angels in heaven rejoice over the sinner that repents of his sin. It's a time of celebration. But you recall how that the older brother who had stayed at home became angry because he said, I've been faithful and I've obeyed you, and yet you've never killed a fatted calf for me. You've never had a celebration for me. And the father said, Son, everything I have is yours. You can take and enjoy whatever I have because it's yours. How many times we as Christians who have received the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior have been born into the family of God and welcomed into the family of God. How many times we, like the older brother, take for granted the privileges, the blessings, the benefits, and all the good things that are ours through the Lord Jesus Christ and becoming a child of God. The inheritance that we have with Christ Jesus, the glorious future, the mansion that's being prepared for us, the wonderful, wonderful, glorious future that is in store, the new body that's going to be given us, that will have none of the deficiencies and the weaknesses of this earthly body. So many glorious and wonderful things are yet ahead, and how many times we take it all for granted and forget what we have in our wonderful, wonderful Lord. Oh, beloved, today, if you know Jesus Christ, thank Him for His salvation. Thank the Father, if you're His child, for what the blessings are that are already yours in Him. The privileges, the peace of God, the joy of the Lord, the deliverance from the bondage and the control of sin. What it means to be a child of God. How we should be rejoicing and delighting in the Lord. And how we should be a witness and a testimony for Him, sharing with others what the Lord has done for us. And the blessed privilege of being a member of the household of God. Oh, my friend, today, if you know the Lord, rejoice, ask God for forgiveness, for taking for granted what a privilege it is to be a member of the household of faith, and determining to joyfully serve the Lord, to give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, and recognize the wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit of God who lives within us and enables us to do what's right and reminds us of the glorious future and the terrible judgment that's coming upon Satan and his demons and the ungodly. Don't be deceived and don't slip away from fellowshipping and walking in communion and enjoying the blessings and benefits that is available to every child of God. May God bless you as you think about these truths.